I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Justin Timberlake.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam.
And Pusha T, they both wrote it.
Pusha T wrote the Butter Bubba Bar McDonald's?
Yeah, I'm loving it, the song. He's a producer, he gets money for it. Did you know that?
Every time
you and I say it.
Butter Bubba Bar, yeah. Pusha T gets $1 million.
Legit, so if you're listening right now, pause this shit. Butter Bubba Bar to the person to your left.
Yeah.
That way we can get a global Butter Bubba Bar going.
Send $1 million to a rapper in need, Pusha
T. He's got a son now, so. Yeah. I think that's true. I don't want to put out any misinformation.
Justin Timberlake.
Do you know what the song's called?
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be weird if it wasn't, huh? Or it'd be weird if it was like, I'm, and then brackets, loving it. You know, like, that'd actually be kind of cool.
Or I'm, brackets, loving it.
Close
brackets.
Like it. Square brackets.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that's great.
There's a Pitchfork article on it, so you know it's real. The Contentious Tale. But I'm not giving those idiots a hit. I'm going straight to the source.
See if we got this covered.
Written by Pharrell Williams, Tom Bettoy, Franco Tortora, and Andreas Forberger.
None of those are aliases of Pusha T, unfortunately, or Justin Timberlake.
The Neptunes, but you know what? Maybe it was he wrote it, then didn't get the credit for years later. Something like that.
Where are you getting this from?
I'm loving it popped up in discussion last month when word resurfaced of Pusha T's involvement. The now president of Good Music, the now president of Kanye West Good Music. Fast in the attention on Twitter, showing what a hold this multi-billion-dollar melody still has. I think I've fallen for like a Mandela effect, the Pusha T effect.
Right. Well, good luck figuring out, getting to the bottom of this story, Angus. Everyone else, welcome to Hey Fam.
Oh, hang on. Wait, McDonald's introduced I'm Loving It with 5 commercials. They were aimed at different demographics. You know what that means. So they made one for black people. Like they have that black website. This is McDonald's nasty history of racism. And at times customized for certain regions, the US commercials. McDonald's announced in September 2003 would feature cameo appearance and vocals from Timberlake, production from the Neptunes, and rapping from Clips.
Okay.
Yeah. Pusha also wrote the jingle.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
So who...
But others challenged the claim that Pusha wrote or even worked on it. Pusha T was never involved with the creation of the McDonald's jingle, I'm Loving It. Mona Davis's Tom Bettoy tells Pitchfork in an email. Rather, Bettoy says he and Franco Tortora created it for the Hey Ad Agency in Germany. I don't know why Pusha T got involved with this. Actually, this is like a serial-esque like deep dive on why Pusha T was...
I don't know anything else about I'm Loving It besides ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, there's lyrics.
Is there more to it?
Yeah,
I know the lyrics. The lyrics are ba-da-ba-ba.
No. I'm here on the... Actually, I'm going to go to the Genius page. I bet you... But look, then Rolling Stone goes, Pusha T wrote it. It's just like, there's so much misinformation out there. I'm loving it. I'm going to the Genius page.
This is not how I expected the episode to begin.
If you have... This, okay.
You know, we put a lot of notes, literally a lot of research for every episode.
Okay,
of
what I'm saying now is when you go to Genius, it says Clips, I'm loving it. So this is actually
Is there like an audio version?
JT and Clips team up to give you original I'm Loving It tune. Malice has a verse. Oh man, are you ready for this? Malice opens it. I'm loving it. It's the place to eat. Since I don't cook, I'll just rock the beat. Surely this is fake. Push a T verse two. Move your feet, rock to the beat. Hungry for music, gotta eat. I'm loving it, I'm loving it. No guts, no glory. Seems like I stumbled in the wrong territory. Is any of this real?
Dude, this is insane. So if you go in.
I'm loving it. Is this the place to eat? Since I don't cook, I'll just rock to the beat. I'm loving it. At the end of the day,
oh my god, this sucks so much. Sometimes we have mishaps. You just overcome and adapt to setbacks. I'm loving it. You know you're my world. How could I mind love taps from my girl?
Move your feet, rock to the beat. Hungry for the music, gotta eat. I'm loving it, I'm loving it. No guts, no glory. Seems like I stumbled in the wrong territory. I'm loving it. Looks can be deceiving. There's a slight change of plans for the evening. I'm loving it. My car's way too clean. If only I could stop this fine piece of machine.
I'm loving it. Just all the mystery about it. Because if you
should we do a pod? Should we pitch a podcast to like the dorks at Cereal?
Well, so someone's already done a 6-minute YouTube video called McDonald's: The Mystery of I'm.
We'll do a
it.
5-minute one. That means people will watch more, like watch it more.
And then a YouTube a page called Beef Alert.
that sounds video, like something like a jock says before farting.
Has a video called Pusha T wrote the McDonald's I'm Loving It jingle. And then there's another page called The Hit List Agency. And they have a How I Wrote That Song featuring Pusha T. So Pusha T wrote.
All right, if you work at like an Audible, Spotify, Beats, Radio or something, I propose right now a 4-part investigation series. Did Pusha T write I'm Loving It?
By yeah, Four Corners.
Andrew Levins and Angus Truscott.
Just get us on Four Corners.
Should we do that? Like, imagine if we like track Pusha T, like get in contact. Like, we have
it
to.
Won't happen. I feel like he's
sorry, I was loving it. I just had McDonald's.
Yeah, I know. No shit, you just had McDonald's. I don't think anyone was like, I wonder what Angus had for dinner tonight.
There's a new burger drop today.
I also know what else you ate when you got here.
Yeah, shit.
You got pranked.
Yeah, I ate shit.
He warned you.
No, he didn't.
Archie warned you a while ago.
He didn't warn me. I passed on a message.
I said that Archie's going to start pranking you. And he got you.
No, what you did, you ratted him out.
I knew that, like, I wanted.
You know the worst part was I didn't get a dessert because I thought there was going to be ice cream.
So I was like, hey, Angus, Archie made ice cream tonight. What color sprinkles do you want on your ice cream? Guess where he got the idea for the prank?
The other thing we talk about on the podcast besides McDonald's.
K-Zone Magazine, issue number, volume 22, number 5 for everyone playing at home.
I love, there's no page 3 models here. You've got the 3 Marvel Chrises. You've got Grogu. You've got Cal Ketsis from Jedi Fallen Order. And you got Cat Mario. This is actually legit something.
This is pretty much Hay
yeah,
Fam.
Yeah. Somehow they're getting money and we're not.
in this issue, in the prank section, pranks, messing with mischief, we have Prankstar's pick of the month.
Did you know that
for a corny prank?
It's rumored Pusha T wrote this section.
he came up with this prank. Mix a cup of corn flour and a cup of water.
Mix a cup of corn flour and
until
a cup
it looks
of water.
Like slime. Add more corn flour to thicken. Place 2 scoops in a bowl and put it in the freezer for half an hour or till it looks like ice cream. Add chocolate syrup and leave it unattended right after dinner.
Just all right. So I walk in here and it doesn't look like the picture. I'll tell you that. Yeah, what I'm looking at there is like
2 beautiful
Frosty
scoops
the Snowman's
of ice cream.
Butthole.
Yeah.
It's like 2 big gluttonous scoops. I can't even hear, but you described it well. It looks like a hockey puck.
Like a white. Because when you mix corn flour and water together, it becomes a substance known as oobleck.
Do you host that Netflix science show?
They do play it. Wow. Is it my birthday?
He's saying oobleck. You mean I could just make oobleck everyday things in the house?
But yeah, so it just like melted to the bottom of the bowl.
I should have noticed it was weird because you called him out of bed to watch me eat ice cream. But then I was like, I don't know what kids are like. Maybe
yeah, it's
this
like 8:30. I'm like, oh, Archie, time to come and make Angus eat the ice
your
cream.
Your adult
you made.
Friend.
Yeah.
And I took a bite and I was like, this is really hard. And I was like, I better not say anything. The whole family's watching.
Yeah.
And then took a bite and I was like, man, he's really gone for that rustic, rustic feel.
Italiano feel. Yeah.
Yeah. You just watch your back, Archie, if you're listening. We can all freeze white
hopefully,
stuff
hopefully
in the freezer and make you eat it.
Oh, man. Good prank, though.
Great prank.
B got it all on film.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to sell that on Discord. Well, maybe.
I'll put it up on World Star Hip Hop.
No, we'll put it up a new tier.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, because that's some
Angus,
like...
Angus gets pranked tier.
Yeah, that's some like masochist stuff. People would get off on that.
Okay.
Dan, I honestly think we should get money to do a podcast and we'd push a tier rate. I'm loving it. That's all I can think about. I don't think I can think of a better intersection of like interests.
For you.
For us. Me too. This podcast. I also do love cliffs. Push a tea, McDonald's, talking and getting money. It's kind of like four things that I really want to do.
So you went to McDonald's today for a special reason.
Well, yeah, I followed them on social media and I had to do a spit take.
Not only do you follow them on social media, every day they send you an email. And
every day I get an email. So I got an email and then I said, yesterday I got a zip collection, like a zip file full of the official BTS phone wallpapers as a thank you for being part of.
As a thank you for eating 10 BTS meals.
No, I only ate one.
Oh, right.
I went and got 10 you more bought, sauces okay, today. You bought 10 I sauces. Went and they went 10. I was so close. Did I stutter? Yeah.
You should have learned how to say 10 in Korean.
Yeah. But yeah, I got an email saying, well, you've got the screenshot.
Yeah. So, here we go. So, email subject title, the Mac family is here.
I was like, hang on.
And then a celebratory emoji. And this isn't just McDonald's. This is My Maccas, which is the name of their newsletter, I guess.
No, it's the name of the app.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Celebrate with the Mac family. You've got three burgers in the middle. Yeah. Big Mac. You know him. You love him or hate him.
Yeah. This podcast is on the record of having it, see, that one looks nicer. That crispy layer. It's never that good.
No, it's never that good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no shocker. Like,
Quarter Pounder looks pretty...
Oh, you reckon it looks pretty close to its advertising?
Well, it's all like just like red and yellow on a burger.
Mm-hmm. Either side of the Big Mac. On the left, you have the Mac Junior.
Now, that's a burger that actually I've been wanting to taste for a long time. My girlfriend's sister had it a few years ago in Japan and is like, much like us, shares the opinion that Big Mac stinks. And said the best way to have it is with the Quarter Pounder meat on a small burger. And said, in Japan, I had a Mac Jr. and it was like the best thing. And has always wanted them to be released here. And then as soon as I got that, I sent to you and them. It was just like, holy shit.
So it's like a cheeseburger size Mac.
Actually, no, I think my girlfriend had it. So I think they both had it.
Wow.
And they're just like, this is a great burger. It's the things you'd like about other burgers reduced to a Big Mac.
I hope one of us dates someone obsessed with McDonald's one day so we can tell them about it.
Yeah, well... Me too.
And then to the right of the Big Mac is the Grand Big Mac. Which
now,
is,
I've fallen for that before.
It's so big.
It's not really... I mean, in that image it is because yep. They've placed... I mean, I can't, again, you just said advertising. You've fallen for...
Damn it.
It is...
Archie made me ice cream again.
He pranked it. Tig Notaro and Archie and the girl from Fast pranked you.
Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey. It's like a Big Mac, but with just like the Quarter Pounder meat.
Here's what's something very funny. They've spelt collectible wrong in the email.
Do you think they'll send us free cubs if we point it out? Do you remember when I was thinking the other day, actually you reminded me because you sent the photo. Remember when I wrote to Coke and pointed out that their Wikipedia was wrong and asked for free stuff?
Yeah.
And they sent that care package.
Huh.
What?
Okay, so did you know that there's two ways to spell collectible and
absolutely
both of them
not.
Mean different things?
Okay, I'm loving it.
Collectible with an A, so collect table. Describes items able to be collected, for example, payments or keys, whereas a collectible
wait, payments or what?
Keys? Like, can you collect... My keys are collectible? Like, as in, like, they come and collect these keys. They are...
Right.
They're pick-upable. They're collectible.
Yeah, right.
But a collectible...
I get it. Something can be a collectible or be a collect... Oh, yeah, that's so weird.
Something can be collectible...
Or be a collectible.
And that what McDonald's have stupidly done here, and I'm... Frankly, I'm surprised you supported their business. I'm hating this. They've used collect table.
Right.
But in a way that is... You can come collect them.
Maybe they're being like...
Everything is collectible, I guess.
Yeah, it's up to you. It's like...
So you went and got you brought me a Big Mac glass.
So they got six cups over
6 cups and
6 weeks. I
guess he's getting three of each every week for the next six. How much are they?
$4.
Okay.
I mean, this brought back memories of the Batman glass. I was just so excited, and I think I don't know, but I think each cup will celebrate the history of because it's celebrating 50 years in McDonald's Australia.
Okay.
So I have a feeling. that each of these cups will tell a little bit of history.
So that's this crazy. Week's a Big so, Mac. So our parents, there was a time in their lives that they didn't. There was no McDonald's in Australia.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. That. I think my dad actually remembers the first McDonald's, which is why he took me to the first. We were the first order at Warilla McDonald's.
Right. Wow.
I just love McDonald's.
Like, we know.
I think it's so. I was thinking about it on the way over. I'm just like, it is so funny that like media came to a standstill, and the only thing still like pumping out hits is McDonald's during COVID. So we like just cover it so extensively. It's insane.
You're like, yeah. You're like, oh man, the listeners need to know about these new McDonald's specials.
I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially for our international audience who are like, wow.
Wow, they have McDonald's there.
Again. No, like they've got cups and we don't. I wonder when we will get them.
I wish.
Oh, and I bought a Minion toy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, just because they're there.
We keep getting the little superhero toys that.
No, it's Minions now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you. You can't. When I say I got, I mean that's all you're getting.
Oh, good.
Just unless you're getting Minions for
the. Actually, I feel like the Minions Happy Meal toys. That was the toy you could get when Hey Fam started.
I think it's yeah, and there's Space Jam coming soon. You can get like
wow,
King James.
I want to get War Machine kidnapping LeBron James kid yeah. as a Happy Meal toy.
I want that on a glass.
I still like. I can't get over that. Like someone was like, oh, and what we should do is we should have what's that dude's act? What's that actor's name again?
War Machine.
War Machine.
Yeah.
Mr. War Machine.
Yeah. Mr. Machine.
What's his name?
War Machine. Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. Because the plot of the first
Ladies
one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cheadles. That'd be good if we just deep faked him on the Ed Sullivan show as the Beatles.
And it's yeah, just all War Machines.
Yeah, all of them. Or just Ringo.
Playing Beatles songs.
Yeah. All my bombers.
The plot of the first Space Jam is the Looney Tunes, like. They're going to lose their... that was a real sensual burp, that one.
Mm.
That was a little Mac Jr.
That was a Mac Jr. Yeah. We'll be doing the whole...
the gamut.
Years.
The gamut. Yeah. But the whole plot of that is like the Looney Tunes are about to like get evicted or some shit and they need to win. They need to steal... Like they kidnap Michael Jordan so they can win a basketball game with him.
Yeah, they're like, we'll help out. Like I think Daffy Duck or something's like, we'll go get him and then like pull him down because like... Some dude on Mars or some shit or another planet takes those little runt aliens and mixes them with like the DNA of
turns
actual
them into
basketball
the
players.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then they all like lose their memories and skills or some shit.
So yeah, that's at some point.
Someone
yeah.
put it succinctly, and they're just like, the Lego Movie is great. I'm throwing in that is great, but has ruined like it's now just like here's everything you know.
Yeah,
like, and it's been Lego Movie 1 and 2, Batman, Ninjago. Ready Player One. What else was it? Just these things now where it's just like, here's everything. Remember, look at the IP. And it's just like, is it storytelling or is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the sticking point for me is that someone was like, yeah, we've got all these IP. We've got the Looney Tunes are back. Mm. We've got LeBron instead of Michael Jordan. It's going to be great.
Mm.
Why does LeBron James get involved?
Don Cheadle.
Should we just
children.
Have the Looney Tunes kidnap him again? That works really well for Michael no. Jordan. They're like, no. What if Don Cheadle kidnaps LeBron James's son?
I'd find that already more engaging.
Why does he kidnap his son?
Because he's the internet.
So I don't understand. Why does the internet want LeBron James's son?
I think he's...
And is his actual son playing his son, right?
Is it? No, of course is not. It? As if they would do that. It was like, wasn't Michael Jordan's
family.
Why
do they hire shit actors? They act like they're just like his kids.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Maybe it was a make-a-wish. I don't know.
Yeah, right. But anyway, I'm still baffled by that movie.
If only Tig Notaro kidnapped him, then if you'd only, be like, this makes sense.
Bailey, my favorite Looney Tunes.
Well, it's not too late to replace Don Cheadle with Tig Notaro. Was that a bit Kevin Feige with Tilda Swinton and Asian person?
Well, maybe we should get LeBron's... kid cancelled.
Yeah.
And then Tig Notaro can play LeBron James.
Yeah, so the
kid
say the N-word on Twitter.
Yeah, and we could get LeBron James's kid to be played by Tig Notaro.
Yeah.
Movie of the year.
I love it. Yeah. You know she's in like one of the new Star Treks. Like
right.
TV shows like
can she fly anything?
I bet you she can land anything. shit, I was going to say something. I was reading the other day speaking about Batman and Lego and shit that there was a script for Lego Batman 2, but now Warner Brothers don't own Lego movies. So
no.
They can't make one.
Yeah, that's just that caught in development hell forever.
Yeah, so it's never going to happen. And Dan Harmon wrote it.
Yeah, right.
And apparently, this was like a news leak this week. They're like, the script got out. And I think the idea was they were arranging to be like Marvel and DC team up. It was like this crazy third act. And it would have been like, but, or Dan Harmon's like, I wrote it as if it was like a Batman movie. Like, just because they're Lego, let's still make it serious. And they were like Warner Brothers and the powers that be, which, as we know, famously get the character Batman recently. We're just like, no, you've got to make it silly and Lego-ish. And they wanted to make him like, I think the script was like the Justice League and everyone kind of like turned their back on him because he was such a prick in the first movie. And he's trying to like be nice and win them back. Or maybe he's like broken through. And it sounded like it sounded actually so good. Just thinking of the voice cast and everything.
The Lego movie mixing all the IP together works because it's...
Well, that's what Lego is.
It's
like with Toy Story, like when you see, you know...
Well, yeah, both those movies have a kid playing with the toys.
Exactly,
and that's why
it makes sense.
That's why the IPs are mixing. Lego Batman movie misses that completely because at no point are those toys being played with. And
yeah.
It's like they you know, steal villains from other universes, but it doesn't... mention that they're like, you know, going to other play sets or whatever.
Are we getting, I was thinking this week with Rift Apart, Into the Spider-Verse, I think really propelled the notion of multiverse to like mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's rumors now with this third Spider-Man MCU movie. I mean, who knows if it's true or if it's not with
it feels a little Switch Pro to me.
This is what I mean. It feels a little Switch Pro, but
Switch Pro being,
but what are we reaching peak multiverse where now people are like, oh, dumb cunts understand multiverses. Are we just going to get, like, sick of multiverses?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean? Is it just... It seems like every... I mean, the Flash movie this week,
yeah,
we saw
sure,
footage
Flashpoint.
Of, like,
it's insane
Bruce
that Ezra
Wayne.
Miller is still the Flash.
I'd hate to be a woman's neck in London right now where they're filming, is all I'm saying. Put a scarf on. Just hide that neck. Hide that neck. Territory. Next it. I don't care about Brexit. If I were you, I'd next it that shit out of there. Take that ring road or whatever.
But yeah, no, I'm...
Just they wake up one morning and it's like a newspaper and it's like Ezra Miller caught choking Big Ben. He's just like on a rampage, just choking things.
Someone get me a neck.
Yeah, this guy hates necks. This super shit actor is choking super hot necks and basically he sucks. He's so annoying.
Necks hate him.
Yeah. Thank you, next. The new single by Ezra Miller.
There's a Sydney-based jazz trio called The Necks.
Oh, yeah?
Ezra
Miller. Do you know them?
No.
Okay, I was going to make a joke about them. Like, and when you give head, do they call it like... Oh, no, that's kissing when you neck with someone.
Yeah.
But you still use your... I don't know. Like, whatever.
There's something in it, man. Yeah. There's something in it.
Why are they called
keep
The
working
Necks?
On it, Angus.
Because you
don't
kiss them
up.
So much. do you think people are going to get sick of multiverses?
So. Like, even with Loki, which I think is really, really great, and we could be watching that instead of recording right now, but we're not going to.
We're professionals.
Yeah, we're going to talk
about
episode 2.
I eat burgers
and
give you glasses.
Yeah, exactly. And we burp on our podcast.
Yeah, it's like Rick and Morty.
And Google things and talk about them as we Google them instead of doing an intro.
While also I'm having delusions of grandeur of a high-produced series, but if this is like if this is how I'm demo, then I don't know.
Yeah.
What a disaster. Yo, if you're listening, Tim Cook, get us on.
Tim Apple. That's one of them. We should do
top five.
Top 10 Trump moments.
Oh, dude, I still can't stop. I've gotten so many people now saying, I had a friend of a friend had to explain to their boss why they kept saying, I'll still eat this garbage or I'll still blank this garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just become synonymous now. It's one of the funniest phrases. I could do a whole episode on that.
That's top three for sure.
Top three, 100%.
I think top one, like number one for me, you know what I'm going to say. The Rosie O'Donnell video. I think that's
3 minutes.
That's the best Trump moment of
it's
all time.
It's sick. What I love about that, it's almost like someone's like, it's a comedy night or something and they're like to the MC, shit, somebody's 3 minutes late. You've got to quickly fill time. And he's like,
I know.
Rosie O'Donnell's piece, just 3 minutes on Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting.
She's disgusting.
Both inside and out.
I'll probably sue her.
That'd be fun.
She talks like a truck driver. She's lucky I don't send over one of my girls to steal her girlfriend. I love that because it shows he's like, weirdly progressive, saying he believes in like same-sex relations, but she better watch it back because he's got hotter bitches. That's like top three. That and this the Barney Frank nipples protruding from his blue shirt. Disgusting. And the winners and losers. Happy September 11th to the winners and the losers too.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. I can't help. Yeah, Ghostbusters. You can't do that.
They're making a Ghostbusters. Was it, what did they say? Like, making Ghostbusters with women now? You can't do that.
And they're making Indiana Jones without Harrison Ford? You can't do that. It turns out they can't. Turns out they can't make a movie with women Ghostbusters.
R.I.P. Donald Trump.
I mean, yeah, he could be dead for all we know. He'd be loving the Mac Jr.
Remember when he had COVID?
It was so funny. Remember how they're like, you've got to stay inside, and 6 hours later he was out in the street meeting people and saying he had to because his fans were going to be disappointed. The doctor's like, you can't do that. And all you the footage of him in interviews, he was like noticeably like really high from all the painkillers. Oh, he was on like a shit Fox show this week because, you know, like he's bored and probably calls in. And they were asking him an opinion on something. He started saying, I gotta find it. It was really funny. He's like, we gotta get rid of the wind turbines. They're killing our great birds of America. It's an epidemic. They're killing birds. And the guy, even the Fox guy, tried to like cut him off. They're like, yeah, all right, we gotta talk. Like, can you not say that? He was just like,
you just stick to racism, please.
Yeah. He was like saying how like windmills are bad because they're killing birds across the country. Our great birds. Great just birds. As if he's been watching like Wacky Races or something. And he thinks like birds are flying constantly into windmills.
Another good one was when Lil Pump got up to
Lil Pimp.
And he called him Lil Pimp.
Yeah, and no one corrected him. Damn. And also the Kristen Stewart obsession.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
The at Robert Pattinson. What are you doing, Rob? She's a dog. She's going to break your heart. Robert Pattinson would be very wise to listen to me, just like obsessed with Kristen Stewart.
Also, the deleted scene from Wall Street 2 where he gets a haircut.
Hey, Gordo. Shit, we've got so many.
So, like, you know how they used to be able to get those Saturday Night Live Best of Will Ferrell DVD
compilations? This podcast is literally Best of Donald
but
Trump.
But it's really, we didn't even somehow get Saturday Night Live branding on it.
Yeah. Well, he was on there doing Hotline Bling.
Oh, yeah. That's not on. That's nowhere near this, no. this compilation.
This though. Is... Also, one of the best is all my like followers. They can't help that they're fucked up. The haters, remember that one? He's like, all my haters.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't help that they're fucked up. Something funny like
what
that.
What was the one about going not going to therapy?
Yeah, I think actually that's my Twitter bio. I'll go find it now. I'm just gonna go to my Twitter page.
That's at Chimichangas for
it's
anyone.
It's at Angus J. Trusted. It is, let's see what's on that. It makes me feel so good to hit, and then inverted commas, sleaze bags back. Much better than seeing a psychiatrist, bracket, which I never have. Just, that's like all time. That's up there with like, I'll delete that garbage, just because it takes so much liberty with like, yeah. 1 minute he's saying it's great to bully people, it's better than going to therapy, but then he hasn't gone, so how would he know? It's that, again, proof of why he won the election. Yep. He just confuses you. Coca-Cola Company might be my favorite.
Yeah.
I think just the simplicity, it's not political, and it just sums him up as a person.
What is it? Because he has a problem with Coca-Cola, right?
He does at the moment because...
No, in the tweet, though.
He was mouthing off about it. And then, I think, I don't know, maybe this, if the Pusha T podcast goes well, can we do the Coca-Cola?
Why did Donald Trump hate Coca-Cola, the podcast? I want to find the quote from the you know, I mean, people have been listening. I'm sure there are a bunch of people that, here we go. The Coca-Cola company is not happy with me. That's okay. I'll still keep drinking that garbage.
Just, yeah.
Why wasn't the Coca-Cola company happy with?
Because I think he mouthed off about them.
A history of Donald Trump's confused understanding of Diet Coke, his garbage beverage of choice. So this is written by someone named Ryan Bort.
That's a real name, isn't
Definitely,
it? That means it's written by Donald Trump. Oh, shit. I saw something today, speaking of our favorite of First Family.
La Family.
You know, what's that pod? I forget the name. But, you know, Versace Tamagotchi?
Yeah, but
Jack
still.
Jack Wagner. Yeah. So he saw that Donald Trump Jr. is selling for kids. Look at this. Big media is flexing its muscle to infiltrate the minds of our kids. This is like K-Zone.
This is a tweet from Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Meter is flexing its muscle to infiltrate the minds of our kids and undo the values you're working so hard to teach them. The Kids Guide to Media Bias and Fake News is free and will help kids to easily sort out fact from fiction. And I think he's like behind it.
Are there any pranks in it?
Yeah, socialism. So it's actually here and it says like capitalism versus socialism. What socialists believe. It says capitalism under capitalism. Here's a good thing about it.
There's not a single one of the Chris's from the MCU movies or Grogu on the front cover of this magazine.
But Cat Mario does make an appearance, which I'll be asking him about off mic. Capitalism, A+, free market. Whoops, sorry. Reward, success, private property, individual freedom. And then in the F column is socialism, controlled market, punishes success, rewards laziness, government controls businesses and high taxes. And then F- you have communism, which is obvious, you know, socialism's the gateway to it. You have no private property, government owns everything. People have no rights, promotes corruption, no one can be successful. And it's just like, insane. It has like, why doesn't socialism work? It's his full-on kids.
The kid looking deep into space, huh, pondering.
What doesn't socialism, like a seven-year-old, as if, yeah.
Socialism's disgusting. Both inside and out.
What would he say again about his numbers?
I'm getting...
my algorithm. Blasting my algorithm. Because he got the terminology wrong.
Yeah, yeah. It was brilliant. Yeah. It's like getting crunched by these numbers or something like that. Crunched by my algorithm.
It's like my algorithm is getting totally...
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump Jr. One day he'll be president.
If we're lucky. I want Robo Biden going against Donald Trump Jr. With... No, I want Don coming back running with Donald Trump Jr. as his running mate.
Okay.
And they'd call it like the double dot. It'd be like the Mac family email. It's like the Trumps are back. You got the
Trump
Grant.
Junior.
You got the Grand. You got the Junior.
That's great.
Yeah. It's just more classic Hey Fam.
So
we talk about other stuff.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Ratchet and Clank earlier.
Oh, yeah, multiverses. Did you finish it?
I'm getting close, but you have never done before.
I platinumed a game.
You sent me a screenshot. Your first ever PlayStation Platinum.
Yeah.
For Ratchet and Clank: A Rift Apart.
So it's got the best gaming loop. It feels so good.
But so you used to always laugh at me when I said that I finished that 2016 remake one.
Yeah, you played like six times.
Three times. And that was to get.
I'm still laughing.
Okay.
I'm laughing
all the way to the bank.
Yeah. Like I'm not playing it anymore. I finished it. I got a platinum.
Did you like level up all the way?
Every gun's level 5. Then I bought a few Omega in my Game Plus. But I'm just like, I got other shit to do. I've got
Donald Trump tweets to remember.
I've got to every comment on the latest Skyward Sword reveal, Skyward Sword HD reveal, just to see if everyone is on the same page as me.
They're not.
They're not. They're like, can't wait to play this garbage. I'll still buy that garbage. I'm not going to buy it. Yesterday I was like. Fuck, this is Nintendo and how dumb I am. I'm like, it is a Zelda game. I kind of feel bad for it if I don't get it. And then they did a reveal trailer today showing off more of the game. And I was like, oh no, this game is absolutely shit. And I'm like, it looks horrible.
I thought this trailer they showed today was the first time I was like, oh, maybe I do want to play this.
This is one that's solidified. I'm just like, nah. I remembered how slow it is and how like... Just going from Breath of the Wild to Skyward Sword you playing the new Alex Kidd. You're just like, oh yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
Yes, I've been playing the new Alex. It's not new. It's a remake of Alex Kidd in Miracle World DX. I'll talk about it.
It's a DX stand for. That's what Donald's the Dick, two Don's running thing will be.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
D Donald, times two.
Yep. D2, the mighty Trumps.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Alex Kidd was a Master System game. I have
it came built in the PAL versions.
It was just always a game that you would go to someone's house if they had a Master System. You would spend an hour trying to,
or if the games wouldn't work because you were blowing, you know, like
yeah, totally.
You would automatically.
All you had to do was just shut the system and turn it on, and it would automatically play Alex Kidd. And it was like a platformer. It was Alex Kidd was Sega's mascot before they had Sonic.
Well, they didn't know if it was like Wonder Boy, Alex Kidd. They were trying, and that's why they made Sonic, because none of them were sticking.
And
also, they kept changing the character design drastically between games.
Absolutely, and also like how the games were played. Like, no, there's no game that's like Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
It's not a great game.
No,
it's not. And I know people mistake all the time nostalgia for like, oh, this is a very good game.
I think it has some real charming things. Like, I love like the way you finish a level in Alex Kidd is there's a rice ball, like an onigiri, and you jump into it, and that's how you finish the level. And then it cuts to the map while Alex Kidd eats that's the onigiri.
Right. They compare that to like level 1-1 of Super Mario Brothers. Oh no,
the level
Brothers.
Design is not good.
But like, to think that that's like 5 years older.
I think the first level in Alex Kidd is iconic in a way. Like you're scrolling, you're falling down,
you're down.
And then you eventually hit the water, and then you scroll to the right. Like there are some really good ideas in
this. Is good stuff, but Alex I mean, Kidd. Level 1-1 is like Beethoven's ninth. Like,
yeah,
that is.
Why don't you buy a clock version of it? You love it. So
I
much.
Have. I have got one. It's just not Skyward
Sword. There's no Alex Kidd clock. Instead, we have DX, which is an unbelievably beautiful. Cartoon
Who
remaster merge games. It's similar to the Wonder Boy remake that came out when
the
Switch
monster,
came out,
yeah.
Where you can like hit the right trigger and that toggles back from 8-bit mode back to...
And the music changes and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And so the it sounds and looks gorgeous, but it's just like, why did you put this much care into...
Make a new game.
A game that you didn't put any quality of life improvements in. Like, there's still like a massive hitbox around every enemy. It's super easy. And there's only one hit and you're dead. The only quality of life improvement is that you can turn on unlimited lives.
Yeah, that's actually...
But, like, you're still just wasting so much time. There's so many unfair traps in this game.
Yeah.
I played...
Well, they were designed... You know, that era of gaming was, like... The difficulty of games... Also, like, the language of games hadn't been, like... People would now complain and say, like, games are too easy. But, like, you know, you play that first level of Rift Apart and... Yeah, it holds your hand, but it shows you every single thing you can do in that game. You know
totally,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the narrative of, like, writing a level now is so much better than it was. Where back then it was, like... I know people call it hardcore, but that's not hardcore. It's fucking Alex Kidd. And it's just, like...
I think the first level of Alex Kidd isn't that hard.
It's not that hard, but I mean, just, like, it is quite... It's like when you see the old Ned Kelly movie from, like, 1919. You're like, yeah, well, I recognize that's the first feature film. It's also, like, dog shit. You know what I mean? Like,
I have significantly more love for Alex Kidd, but not enough love to warrant the I got a code for the remake, but I think it's like
it's $30.
It's
on PSN it is, which means it's probably $58 on Switch.
And they've done next to nothing when it comes to like improving the game from a gameplay point of view. It just looks and sounds much better now.
Well, but not even Skyward Sword has that going for it.
And it's really, really like it's jarring. Playing a game that looks this nice that plays like shit. Like,
yeah.
It's a very confusing...
You'd rather a game that looks like shit that plays amazing.
But like that Wonder Boy remake, I think because the core game...
It was more complicated than Alex Kidd.
Yeah, that's right. It was much like, more to it. So that's...
Well, you had to like buy
game.
Weapons and items.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It had a bit of a Metroidvania vibe. You have to go back and forth
exactly.
in levels and unlock
and
shit.
Like, yeah, when you look at the early graphics of that, like you have no idea what the language of the game is trying to get you to do. So it makes sense that they remade it look beautiful and still kept everything else and it works. This is just like, why did you put so much love and care into this very flawed old game?
Yeah. It sucks.
Without improving the game at all.
Speaking of games that look better or worse, I just found the quote. It's, hey guys, hope you're doing well. Just watching my algorithm get crushed. That's what he said. It's so
great. We had the right words in there somewhere.
Still just the way he says it.
Yeah. Wasn't it? But it was a video of him saying it. It was like, just
he's
watching
like, hey
my
guys.
Algorithm
he's
get
like,
crushed.
Make sure you turn on notifications. My algorithm's getting crushed. Which sounds like it's like crushed is like a positive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm going to go crush some beers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
See, what still gets me after seeing that Skyward Sword trailer today is the art that came out around Skyward Sword is absolutely gorgeous. It's like watercolor.
Was it like Matisse inspired?
Yeah, and now like the game itself is, and you play the game and it's not, they're just like shadeless polygons.
Well, I think it was just, that was just like what the Wii could do.
But this is what the Switch could do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was two consoles ago.
But even like Link Between Worlds, which is a game I love, I remember like the concept art for that looks great. But
yeah,
in execution, it looks great when you're playing it.
Because then look at the game itself. Like, that does not look like that.
The character designs look rough for sure.
Yeah. I am so 99% sure I won't get it.
You said as much about Mario Golf, and we are both absolutely going in on that.
I'd rather play a new experience.
Yep. You'd rather play Waluigi. Oh my God, bro.
You said Waluigi, so I was doing my famous Waluigi accent.
One of your 4,000 burp triggers.
Yeah.
Waluigi in a Hawaiian shirt.
Say no more.
Yeah, over Link on a
Better bird. Than a dumb bitch sword always yapping at you.
Yeah.
I always say.
When's that out?
Tim Friday. Tim Friday.
Rift Apart is so much fun, though. I'm so glad that you have understand the loop of getting a new weapon, being forced. Mm. Like, because you get used to the first weapons you get in the game, and then you keep getting new ones.
I just keep mapping the ones that I have under-leveled to my D-pad, and then just keep switching it out and go to the arena.
Yep.
And just, like, built up all of my weapons.
That's awesome.
I had to get my second last trophy in the arena, which was kind of, like, difficult one, because I'd improved a weapon too much and unlocked all of it with the Pandora crystals or whatever, the unobtainium, that it actually made one of my trophies too hard. It was, you have to catch bullets and then shoot them back with the shield.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't got a weapon that does that yet.
You haven't got like a huge shield?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah.
So, well, the thing is, the reason why I thought I wasn't doing it is because barely anyone shoots bullets in the game. So, there's lasers or that, and you can actually capture bullets in the ray and then you hit full trigger and it fires them back. But I'd upgraded my weapon so much that when it fired back the bullets, it also fired back a force wave that would like crush algorithms. So I had to like go to an arena. It took me so long and I could probably only get like one. Also, that shield like drains really quick.
How many bullets have you got to catch?
You have to kill someone and it takes like 3 to 4 bullets, but you've got to make sure they all go to the one person, and also this like power wave doesn't. So, but also you can't do it during, you have to level up the gun to get to its fifth form, which is a different name. The trophy's like the blah blah, which you don't have. I didn't have in my playthrough. Right. It was crazy. So look out for that one. That was like really tricky just because it's a hard place to, and barely anyone in the game shoots bullets. And also like once you complete a world, the villains go. You can't go back.
Yeah,
and
totally. So he's going to do it in arena.
Yeah, so yeah. It was kind of like, I wish I built that gun up earlier and just like did.
Well, I'm at level 4 for that gun. I'm obsessed with like you get in the loop, so it gives you the new weapon. You're like the weapon like is completely different to all the weapons you already have. Like it'll like throw bombs or it will
freeze people as flowers and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, the topiary.
I love that
gun.
One
is so good. But so when you first get it, you're like, oh, this isn't useful, and you're almost afraid of it earlier in the game. And then when you realize, like, oh, the aim is to level all these guns up to level 5
and use
5.
Them in tandem. You like freeze someone with something, you then hit them with your hammer or whatever,
and then that unlocks like a skill tree when you can upgrade the weapons even more within using the in-game currency. Although these things that you find, there's levels to this shit. It's so good. You have to collect bolts to buy the weapons, then use the weapons
upgrade
a lot
it.
To unlock the upgrade tree, and then spend these weird crystals, the Rarotarium, to upgrade them. It's great. What a great loop. One of the best loops in gaming.
It's fun as hell.
Yeah.
Though there is no such thing as a perfect game.
No, this is far from perfect. There's
I found some like clipping errors or just, I don't
plenty
like...
plenty of those moments, yeah.
It is far more an Uncharted game, I think. This isn't a diss, than it is like a Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I was like, oh, mascot platformer, it's going to be like a Mario 3D. It's very much not. Like, it is very suggestive on rails.
Yeah.
And it's very hard. One thing I don't like, having gone back, I've been doing a lot of going backtracking. getting like items to max out the trophies or whatever. There's no easy
crush
way.
Crush your algorithms.
I've been crushing algorithms. There's no, this sounds so dumb, no easy way to like return to your ship. You have to like do levels backwards or you can't sometimes. Like you have to really like die or something and then like hope you go near like a different landmass.
Yeah, right, okay, sure.
And I found that really annoying where there's no like, they do introduce warping, but no warping to your ship.
Yeah, that's where it's like, yeah, like Mario and you can always warp to the Odyssey.
I find that like, that for going back and backtracking, which you have to once you unlock certain things, that hasn't been to playability. It's been less like friendly than like Spider-Man even, in which it's like, but yeah, it was way less open world than I'd imagine, but I've never played a Ratchet and Clank. So maybe I was, that's on me. Yeah, but I loved it. I think it's a terrific like game.
Super fun.
It's one of the best games I've played in years.
I'm loving it. I'm probably going to stay up all night and finish it tonight.
She's loving it.
But I still think Bowser's Fury is my favorite game that I've played so far this year. I can't think of.
I think mine is Disco Elysium.
Mm. Nice.
Mm. Look at us, just gamers.
Just gaming, gamers, gaming,
gaming, and fast food.
You know what else is fast?
The Flash and Ezra Miller.
La Familia.
Oh, yeah. 20 years, baby.
20 years of Fast and Furious. And
first
also,
movie turns 20 today.
A movie that we said we would spend the rest of the year talking about. Have you seen it again since?
No, I haven't. But you. Now that we're in lockdown, I crave it more than ever.
I saw it in 4DX.
Yep.
On Sunday, B had not seen it yet, so we went. She'd also never been to a 4DX movie before, and I thought, hey, why not take her to a almost 3 hour long high octane action movie as her first
how do you like introduction Vertigo, to 4DX? Baby?
Yeah, she said that like because you know they 4DX is like the roller coaster. You're sitting in a seat that moves around, and there's strobes and lasers and smoke machines.
Water.
Unless you push the button to turn it off, and I would not let her turn that off.
No, why would you? Soaking all over, if you catch my drift, after watching that movie.
After seeing Bailey, the hero of Fast and Furious.
Yeah, how was your virtue signaling on this viewing? Was it as strong as the first time?
So there's like a little like kind of, I guess, preview for the 4DX experience.
Oh, yeah, where those nerds are in a car or something.
Yeah, and you get like, oh, and then let me tell you, man, the woman who plays the wife in that, man, she is an incredible actor.
Really?
No, dude, I'm not trying.
Her algorithm crushed. Algorithm crush saga.
But yeah, that happened, and B was just like, what have I signed up for? I hate you, Levins. This sucks. Like, I'm going to throw up. But then said, like, it took 20 minutes of Fast and Furious. Just 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And she was absolutely loving it. The scene, there is this...
I'm loving it.
Without going into spoilers, I know people have not seen it yet, but there's a scene in space.
without spoiling it.
Well, you see it in the trailer. They go to space.
No, you see them in the upper atmosphere of the Earth.
They're in the upper atmosphere of the Earth when they blast off, being that in 4DX. God damn, that was fucking unreal.
How is Sean Boswell's the character of Sean Boswell's acting?
Yeah, his accent in 4DX. Yeah, the chair shakes.
Yeah,
a little arm comes out of the chair and gives you a Bible.
He has the worst hair for his head shape.
Well, it's plugs, right?
It has to be.
Yeah, yeah.
He should go bald. He looked like Jeff Bezos.
I'm sure he did. He probably freaked out and got plugs in.
He's a definite. He would have been Crunch. He would have been helped crushing that algorithm. He's a big fan.
You gotta hit subscribe.
Yeah. Hit subscribe.
Lucas Black.
Lucas Black.
I mean, looking at his tweets aren't funny. They're just sad.
Oh, they're just like proverbs.
He was like, he's like complaining about, like, again, it's same as Donald Trump Jr. He's complaining about what they teach our children in schools.
They teach our children not to hold hands with God, but to hold hands with the same bedfellow, and that makes me sick.
And he's like encouraging everyone to homeschool.
Just psycho, but also being anti-mask. So it's like, send your kid to school if you're so fucking brave about COVID. He got in trouble because, he's on NCIS, like one of those procedural cum shows. Yeah, yeah. And he, like, got in trouble for, like, mouthing off about masks or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Constantly. He did, like a couple weeks ago. He still does.
I hope they kill him for the Fast franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in the next one, they're just like, well, space. He didn't make it down. Like, everyone else landed safely. And he didn't die a hero. He died because he was looking at kiddie porn on his phone and he was supposed to press a button, but instead he burnt up.
Yeah. And sorry. And so like, you can't even feel.
It's the opposite of Paul Walker's send off.
Yeah.
Who also was looking at kiddie porn.
And Wiz Khalifa records a song called I Won't See You.
Yeah. Again. I'll Never See You Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see it again.
It was. So
I got
good,
that
man.
Dom. Oh, I built a Dom shrine. I showed you.
Yeah, yeah. You got all kinds of
trying to channel my inner Vin Diesel. I'm treating you mean so you can act better on the podcast.
You had an amazing revelation where it turns out Funko Pop have been making Fast and Furious Funkos.
Yeah, we'll still definitely buy that.
They look that you can get one of Dom in his.
What's the one that you like said? Oh, you know it'd be great. And you were like, it would be great if that was Dom and his charger. And it literally exists. The levels of research.
It's uncanny how good Vin Diesel's head works as a Funko Pop.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of like the proto pop, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. So there's you can get Dom in his charger. You can get The Rock in a flap jacket.
Show me that one. You know what? I think they made them for Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, right.
Because then, you can get Brixton, which is Idris Elba's character.
Oh, of course. Yeah, right.
Which is, I still think I've got
Brian looks nothing like Byron.
No, but he goes for $200.
What?
On eBay. I had a look. Because Paul Walker's dead. Spoiler alert.
Oh, damn, bro.
He got crushed by algorithms.
So when was this?
I don't know. Again, I could have researched.
Why didn't any of our shithead listeners tell us that Fast and the Furious Funko Pops 2016, bro?
I know. I feel like I let 2016 everyone down. If only we knew someone at Funko. Oh well. Forget about a car.
Forget about car.
So forget about a car. That and I remember everything about my father. Just all time.
I remember everything about my father.
I remember everything about my father. So this week it came out that the feud,
oh my god,
between which we were talking about last week, but like I, you know, the feud. But we've been speaking about it for ages. But the fabled Rock and Vin Diesel feud, which originated with when Vin became the producer. Apparently, he started rocking up to set really late.
Yeah,
and the Rock was like, "Well, this is unprofessional. Like, we're all here on time." Because not only was he the producer, he was an actor, so they were held up by his tardiness. And I think The Rock was like, I feel like he's letting down everybody now. He stepped up to producer and is kind of like, you know, he's doing both jobs haphazardly, which Vin would be absolutely disgusted at the thought. And then Vin said he didn't want people to think, to associate The Rock with wrestling. They wanted him to have a different persona or like be able to accept The Rock as an actor because he's so well known for his wrestling career. And so he treated him mean and said his acting was bad.
So, yeah.
And he described it as not quite Fellini-esque.
As part of an article in Men's Health.
I only read
Vin Diesel said the tough
for the articles
he gave The Rock in trying to get a great performance out of him is what led to the reported tension. It was a tough character to embody, the Hobbs character.
Like, said. Just that on its own is an amazing sentence.
It's incredible.
Just the shit that, you know, actually keeps Vin up at night. Like him in bed being like, fuck. Hobbs is a really hard character to crack. Like, you know, I can't believe
too many layers.
I can't believe Dwayne's doing it. And shit, I need to help him get there.
I wanted Undertaker, yeah. But I got The Rock.
It's insane.
My approach at the time was a lot of tough love to assist in getting that performance where it needed to be. As a producer to say, okay, we're going to take Dwayne Johnson, who's associated with wrestling, and we're going to force this cinematic world audience members to regard his character as someone that they don't know.
It's almost like he's describing acting. Like, you know how I see Vin Diesel in XXX? It's almost like how I have to, me, the audience member, it's on me to understand that he's not XXX when he's playing Dom Toretto.
Anyway, Vin Diesel then goes on to take so much credit for The Rock's performance.
It's so good.
Hobbs hits you like a ton of bricks. That's something that I'm proud of, that aesthetic. That took a lot of work. We had to get there, and sometimes, at that time, I could give a lot of tough love. Not Fellini-esque, but I would do anything I'd have to do in order to get performances in anything I'm producing.
So is that why he yells, "This is Brazil," in his face in Fast Five?
I love that, like, Vin Diesel is dropping a Fellini reference in a
Men's Health you can tell he's like
interview.
He is like a true like auteur, like he's a theater actor. Like, also, I believe this. Like, I think he doesn't mean any ill will. I think he honestly thinks. Like, the funny thing is, this is a movie about car racing and heists, and he's like, I'm punishing. Like it's like Lars von Trier. You know how he like made Björk cry or something while making Dancer in the Dark. Yeah. It's like Vin Diesel's like being mean to The Rock, telling him he can't sing in Moana, and I'm saying he's like tattoos are shit. Like I'm just trying to push him. It's so good.
Angus, what do you get if you take six letters away from Lucas Black?
Luca.
That's right. Yeah. The new Pixar movie on Disney Plus. It drops.
I was going to say Blacks. It's like Levins.
Not again, dude. Luca came out on this weekend
long way.
Just passed. It came to Disney Plus, which is, it is insane that in Australia, at least, we've gotten three Pixar movies, Onward, Soul, and now Luca, that have skipped the cinemas and just gone
Onward
straight
was
to
weird.
Streaming.
That went straight to iTunes first before Disney Plus.
Oh, right. Okay,
sure. To buy it first. Yeah.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But no cinematic release because of COVID for Onward.
And won an Oscar.
But where they put like Raya and the Last Dragon behind the paywall for Disney Plus. Like you have to pay an extra $30. They just like pick, I don't know, maybe it's a Pixar decision. It's just like, no, just put it on Disney Plus.
No, Pixar are pissed.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're pissed like, up. We don't want this. So they've
whose
said,
decision is it?
Well, I don't know. Well, Pixar is like, I mean, sorry, Disney's, I guess.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is pushing,
tough love.
He's pushing Woody and Buzz into some, pushing Lightning McQueen. Because you watch and you're like, that's the dude from Zoolander and Meet the Parents. But I want people to think he's actually a car.
Yeah, yeah.
But Cars, Fast and Furious is a no-brainer. It's a shame DreamWorks has that
garbage.
I want
to hear like Vin Diesel say, ka-chow.
Yeah.
Ka-chow.
I want Vin Diesel and Mater teaming up.
No, Tyrese and Mater.
Tyrese and Mater.
That is a match made in heaven.
Yeah. I don't think they'll ever make another Cars.
I don't think I ever make a Cars on my fire.
I remember everything about Lightning McQueen. what were we saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pixar are pissed because their new movie, is it like Turning Red or whatever, Seeing Red?
What's that one?
It's the one that looks insanely Ghibli-inspired. It's about a teenage girl called May.
Okay.
Who turns into a giant red panda every time she's embarrassed.
Oh, interesting.
It looks very like Totoro, basically. Like the character design. It looks sick.
Interesting to hear you say
that. By the girl that made Bao.
Oh, cool.
It's her first movie. But they're like, I was reading the other day, they're pissed at the Disney Plus releases. And it just like, we really want these movies to be in cinema.
Well, I mean, yeah, I want to see Luca in a cinema.
Same.
For sure.
Luca was brilliant. Loved it.
Yeah, so
very Ghibli, reminded me so much of Kiki's Delivery Service, actually.
I wasn't crazy about Soul. You liked it a lot more than me.
Well, I've got Soul.
I mean...
And you don't.
I famously don't have Soul.
The soulless member. I am the...
I don't know if I'd be everyone's first choice of the HeyFam member without Soul, but...
In writing, it looks like you have one, but deep down inside, they know I possess...
You stole it.
I have the Soul Stone. Is that who... I killed Natasha or whatever. Which one's the Soul Stone?
Yeah, I think that's the one you have to throw a woman down a cliff.
Yeah, I've done that twice. Their names were Gamora and...
I love it. Like, you know, Russo Brothers like, no, it has to be a woman in both movies.
But only in the movie. Okay.
I'm the bravest person in this universe. but...
It's good. You could almost say that was very Fellini-esque.
Absolutely.
The Fast and the Fellini-esque. Or there's an episode title.
Absolutely.
I remember everything about 8.5. No, I live my life 8.5 quarter mile at a time.
Yeah, good. Very good.
No, 8.5 mile of a time, whatever. It's 8.5? That's a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, man, we were huge Fellini heads over here at HeyFam.
I'm going to find out.
Fellini, more like Filoni.
Oh, yeah, Dave Fellini. He yells at the CG, so
God. Yeah, he made Ahsoka cry on set every day. What's up?
I said 8.5. Famous
well
one.
Done. Well done. But yeah, Soul, I really enjoyed Onward. Soul, I just thought like it had so much potential, and I feel like all of the
look. I need to see it in a cinema because I watched it on a fucking goofy, laptop, weirdo shit. And I'm just
why'd
like,
you do that? You have a television.
I was at my parents' house. It was over Christmas.
They have a television too.
Yeah, but also like there was all family over and shit, right. And I was having some soul searching in my head. Childhood bedroom.
I don't want to watch a movie with my father.
Yeah, plus like, I don't know, it was a full house, it was Christmas vibes.
Yeah.
I think. Wait, no, Christmas was lockdown this year, wasn't it? I don't know, man.
We're technically in lockdown now in Sydney, which is great. All my gigs got cancelled this weekend again. Woohoo!
Woo!
But Luca was good.
Yeah, Luca was sick. The dad basically looked like the butcher from, the baker from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yeah, but so yeah, it's funny.
I was that like, you it's very
that,
Ghibli.
That next one is going to be very Ghibli inspired. This felt like.
Well, looks it. That's my take.
I mean, obviously, I was going to say it feels very like Japanese or European, and obviously it feels European because it's set in Italy, but I just mean in terms of storytelling.
Oh, it was so Ghibli.
It was just, I loved how simple this story was.
Even the credits reminded me of Ghibli, where it just shows you like people's futures in the credits. Like, yes, what totally. Happens post film. It wasn't like a big message about saving the world or soul searching or, you know, the human psyche, like a Inside Out, which, you know, they're fantastic. Or Turning Red, the film's called.
Okay.
So tell me that's not Ghibli inspired. Tell me that's not Totoro, and it's by
sure. It looks like Totoro. It looks like Ghibli making Big Hero 6.
Yeah. So she turns into that when she gets embarrassed.
Into a cute panda.
Which I think it's sound. And it's Mei is her name, spelt the same as Mei from Totoro.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I think it's very obvious what it's being. But yeah, I found this like low stakes, chill, quick, such a great like script. I love the just the simplicity of it. It honestly reminded me of watching like a non-American film.
Yeah, totally. In the nicest way possible. And it just happens. Everything. I've seen a lot of criticism.
The art style was so good, like different. Like it was the first Pixar movie to look truly different, like character designs.
Yeah. A lot of criticism I've read of the movie, I can just kind of be like, oh, you just aren't used to getting a simple story from Pixar. You expect something so much more.
You expect like your childhood to trauma to be resurfaced or something.
Yeah, totally. When the movie started,
how's it being received? I as you know, I famously can't read, so I don't know.
Like I B's, I guess, kind of B's, B minuses, nothing. Too
okay, 89
crazy.
Rotten Tomatoes. That's not too bad. That's I think Soul good. Was
a bit higher.
Higher.
I definitely liked it more than Soul and Onward overall.
Again, you don't have a Soul, so yeah.
I have.
And you also don't like.
I'm a fish boy.
Leads of Color, but that's. We'll talk about that in PayFam. I've seen your dossier tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean...
So, Soul has 95. That's a whole 6% more. Very interesting.
I thought, Luca, like, the opening, like, when it's set underwater at the start, I was like, oh, this feels, like, a bit droll. I don't love the animation here.
It felt like Nemo Light. I just kept comparing it to how beautiful and stunning the Nemo intro is, where it's underwater.
Yeah, but then you realize, oh, it's meant to be because he hates his life under
there.
It's boring.
Yeah.
And so it's
the world above is colorful.
Instead of like spending way too much time with him where you find out how his life is and like, you know, that like all the things that he does that he finds boring, you just have like a small amount of time, this little chunk of time where he's clearly bored and hating it. And
the pasta looked great.
And everything,
the pesto looked so good.
Everything on the land. And you even have that character... say like, you know, everything good's on the land. Like yeah. Everything's better on the land. And like, it
I like that it was basically Call Me By Your Name with fish. Like
yeah.
In Italy, there were like two boys sleeping under the stars. One was older. I was like, oh, they're fucking.
The voice
and that
acting.
Guy hated women.
The voice
like,
acting.
Still hanging out with that woman.
Was so good. The two leads were like that. The voice acting was so awesome.
It was great. Yeah.
Especially like you haven't watched it yet. The Mitchells and the Machines.
Oh yeah.
I really, really loved that movie, but the
so
voice
the director
acting,
is like one of the kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it's just like, whereas this is like, yeah, like the lead is like 15 and then
yeah,
the
he's in the
17.
Room. No, he's in rooms.
Room. He's also
room.
In
Tommy Wiseau. He's fantastic as a kid.
He's also the main character in Good Boys.
Right.
Which I really loved.
Yeah, what's his name? Jacob.
Who cares?
Jacob Toretto.
Jacob Luca. Jacob Toretto, yeah, John Cena.
You're in my world now.
Worst thing about seeing Fast 9 again is I forgot to try and look for Bad Bunny. I don't know where he is in that movie. He's in the credits, but I don't know who he is.
I think I read he's in a party somewhere.
Right, okay. So maybe he's in the rich guy's party.
Yeah. I forgot T-Pain's in 7.
What?
He's DJing when they drive through the buildings.
Oh my God.
I only knew because he's in the background and on his laptop it says T-Pain. He has no talking
he's
lines.
He's not even a DJ.
I know.
That rules.
I forgot that. I forgot to tell you T-Pain's in 7 upon rewatch. I was like, had to pause and it's like laptop T-Pain. I'm like, oh fuck, it's T-Pain. And in the credits, it's like T-Pain.
How many days on set do you reckon he was?
I think Vin would have had him on all time. Yeah. He's just like, but wouldn't it make sense? I would have loved to have like, DJ Khaled belongs in a Fast movie, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like he was born and bred to be
like
in
as someone that they buy stuff off.
But he plays. He is DJ Khaled.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, they need an escape down a canal, and he gives them jet skis or something. And they're just like, he's like, come on, you know, we're the best, fam, or something like that.
Major key alert.
Major NAS alert. Fuck, I still remember that time he just got lost at sea. Do you remember?
Oh my god. I've forgotten about that. That was incredible.
I think I did a post like capturing it. It was just like, I found the date it was, then went back and like screen recorded it all and did like 5-year anniversary and had a reminder go off on my phone. It's like him out at night by himself and he's like, major key alert, don't go out. The key is to not go out on your jet ski alone and run out of fuel. But like the whole time he's filming himself when he should be calling help, he's like, the major key is to not do this. And he's like being serious. It's absolutely, let me find that shit.
Yeah.
What's that DJ Khaled jet ski?
Is that what you're going to Google?
Yeah, homie.
So that's it for a perfect episode of Hey Fam. But guess what? A perfect episode of Hey Fam is just around the corner. We'll go into full Luca spoilers in this week's episode.
No lights to navigate us to where we need to go. I'm going to check in with y'all.
So he's on like a motorboat, jet ski. Oh, he's actually lost at sea in a jet ski.
Out here, we don't know where the hell we at, but the key is to make it. The key is never give up. It's not easy to win. I know that. It's so real out here right now.
You can just see water churning at the bottom of the screen. Nothing else.
Flash on. We will succeed. The key is not to drive your jet ski in the dark.
That is one of the funniest lines ever, because he says it. He's not trying to be funny either. He's like,
the key
is to not drive your jet ski in the dark.
That's great.
I want that on a tombstone. It's just like,
or at least a t-shirt.
Yeah, the key, and he's just so wholesome. But the thing is, he's draining his battery filming himself lost at sea.
He's with other people, isn't he?
I think in this one,
he's referring to himself as the royal.
But he's like, I've got no career. I can't. He's like, I think he uploaded them all when he got back. He had no reception. He was just riding around and couldn't find his home. It's got dark. It's so amazing. It's one of those beautiful, beautiful bits in history. Just I miss 2013 internet. Don't you?
You miss every era of internet.
No, I don't miss like last week.
Okay.
I really started not missing it from when Nintendo apologized for the Skyward Sword. That's when I was like, yeah, the internet's not so good after all.
We're going to get to an episode of PayFam now. You can access PayFam by heading to patreon.com/HeyFam.
It's a slightly bit more exciting than your regular episode because we get money.
Yeah, that's right. And if you listen to the beginning of the episode, Angus loves to get money. It's one of his passions.
I crush algorithms and I make money. Sell me this podcast.
patreon.com/HeyFam is where you go to get an extra episode of HeyFam every single week. Another hour of us doing what we do best.
Hot tip, I'll do it. I think we're on a fucking roll tonight.
Yeah,
me too. I think it's at Mac Jr. We haven't even discussed the Mac Jr. yet.
We've barely discussed any of the things. We talked in short about a bunch of things.
That's okay. People don't listen for astute takes.
But they might get them in PayFam.
No, if they don't want them though, then they won't get them. But if they do want them, then they're probably going to find them.
Yeah, yeah. You sent me a list of things that we could talk about. You were excited. heaps tonight. 20 years of the Fast and the Furious.
Yep, 20 years in and we keep nossing each other.
BTS meal leaves.
Yep.
Mac Jr. in brackets, I'll eat.
That's my notes. I'll eat, don't worry.
And then Ratchet. That's great. Easy. So come join us.
And then another one. But you don't have to.
You don't need to read that garbage. Come over and listen to PayFam at patreon.com/PayFam. You also get to access our Discord community, which we'd love to have you in there. Come join the fam.
Speaking of crushed algorithms, jump in there. The Fast 9 spoiler channel.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been felinied by Vin Diesel.
Also, I finally did it. The guilt of last week weighed on me and I ended up showing my wife, revealing to my wife that... In the Heights is a musical that exists. Find out what her reaction is.
Do you need
a
counselor for like a marriage counselor?
I need everyone to sign up to patreon.com/heyfam. See you next week, everybody.
Hey!
Bam! 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 Bam!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is chisme ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.